Hey friends, welcome back to the Making It in the Messy Middle podcast. So excited that you're here today, and I cannot wait to see how we will grow together. Hey guys, so last week we talked about Esther and how her imperfect past didn't stop her from delivering her people. Well, this week we're going to be talking about someone who had a very similar story, who went through a lot of hard things at the hands of a king, but who still let that imperfect past, that hard past, that difficult thing that happened to her, well, for this woman, difficult things that happened to her, she did not let those stop her from becoming great and from her helping her child to become great. She still managed to persevere and to overcome. This week we're going to be talking about Bathsheba. Now, this is a story that it's missing a lot of parts, you know. We don't get to see it from inside anybody's brain, and we don't get to see it from, you know, Bathsheba's perspective. And I know that there are a lot of people like me who have always wondered about that, who have always wanted to be able to see it from Bathsheba's perspective. But we have what we need. Just like any other story in the Bible, we can do what we can with what is given to us by the writer and the one who breathed life into those words. Now, this may be a little bit challenging for some because there are some misconceptions that we have about this story that just aren't true. They're misconceptions. They're not true. And I mean, even I, when I was studying to do this podcast and this blog on this great woman, there were some things I didn't know about, some things I had wrong. And I think that very often she is painted as this immodest seductress who's hungry for power, but that isn't the woman that I see after I actually study the story. And I hope that you'll come to learn with me that it's not the same woman. I see a woman who is following godly commands to clean herself. You can look in 2 Samuel 11 and verse 4 and see that. And then she was seen by a man who wasn't supposed to be there. The king was supposed to be away at war, as we see in 2 Samuel 11 and verse 1. But instead, he stayed in Jerusalem and sent his servant to go to war. Then we see that she was taken from her home, 2 Samuel 11 and verse 4, to lay with her husband's friend, the king. Remember, her husband was Uriah the Hittite, and he was one of David's mighty men. And so they were very close to King David. So one thing that I've always wondered, you know, is why David thought this was acceptable. Why David thought it was going to be okay to bring this woman to him. But he does. And then because of this king's sin, she loses her husband when David kills him. And she loses her child as a consequence of David's sin. We see that in 2 Samuel 11, 14 through 17, and then again in 2 Samuel 12 and verse 18. I want you to think about some things here. How do you say no to a king? When the king brings you into his palace and tells you that you're going to do something, how do you tell him no? I don't know. Maybe she was very willing. You know, maybe she was bathing on the roof. Now, what we see in scripture never says that Bathsheba was on the roof. It says David was on the roof and looking out. He could have seen in through a window, but again, this is speculation. But how do you say no to a king? I know that I probably would not have the gall to look at a king in the face who's asking me to do something that even I know is wrong and tell him no. And then, because of that, how do you go through having to lose your husband and your child all within a short period of time and all because of someone else's sins? I mean, that had to have been impossible. 2 Samuel 11 and verse 27 says that the things David had done displeased the Lord. Not the things that they had done. Not the things that Bathsheba had done. But the things that David had done displeased the Lord. So we see that David sinned and caused a course of action to fall into place, all resulting in a lot of heartache for Bathsheba. And who knows, maybe I'm way off here, but this is the woman that I see. I see a woman following godly commands, taken by a man, and losing her family. And she is strong. She is powerful. She is an overcomer. Because she goes on to marry the man who caused her so much pain, and she bears him another son, Solomon. We all know the story of Solomon, right? Solomon asks for wisdom. Solomon is a good person. Now, we know that towards the end, Solomon made a lot of mistakes, but Solomon did a lot of good for the kingdom of Israel. That is who Bathsheba raised. Bathsheba raised a child who God called Jedidiah, meaning beloved by the Lord. But then, with the help of Nathan, she has to make sure that her son Solomon becomes king after David, because there is a rift in the kingdom, and another one of David's sons tries to take the throne. But she steps up, and she is sure that her son can become king. Bathsheba had a hard life, a life of pain and a life of grief. I imagine that she missed her husband and her child constantly, and that she mourned them often. But she still moved forward. I don't know what has happened in your past, but maybe it's moving you towards new things. Bathsheba endured. She endured all this heartache, and in return she was given the amazing honor of being in the lineage of Christ. We see that in Matthew 1 and verse 6. Because of her, we received our Savior. She never knew that was her destiny. And you may never know what your destiny is either, but I can promise you that God is going to find a purpose in your pain. You just have to trust Him. Keep on, guys. And as always, guys, keep on.